and see if it works.
16-year-old EJ Soliza is testing out his small four-wheeled robot as it rolls around a maze and uses its sensors to avoid obstacles like walls.
Just learning how to program the robots that they already have built for us, telling the robot what to do and seeing the outcome that it works.
There we go, team.
Just something new to me, programming and everything, and it's pretty fun so far. And I'm considering it for a future job.
Soliza is one of 28 Ventura County High School students enrolled in this free mechatronics engineering bridge program at Cal State Channel Islands in Camarillo, where the teens are learning to program robots and other engineering basics. 16-year-old Christian Salome says it's a hands-on experience that he doesn't get at his high school.
Typically, when you're in a classroom, you just learn things in theory. You learn how things should work, but you don't actually see them working. So in this class, we actually see what our things do. We don't just do things. We see how they apply to like a robot. So that's what I liked about this class.
Can you try to test your robot? Let's see the new changes, how it works.
Cal State Channel Islands professor Houman Dalali instructs these students in mechatronics. This hybrid of mechanical, electrical, and computer engineering also happens to be a new major this fall at the university.
Most of the jobs these days are really going through mechatronics and programming development, so there is a very close work between hardware and software these days. So you have to know both to be able to be a good software programmer or a good hardware developer. If you have some kind of experience in mechatronics, you get best of both worlds.
The goal is also to help diversify the field of engineering, says the university's interim director of educational partnerships, Phil Hampton, who oversees this course.
Students in this program largely come from campuses with high free and reduced lunch, so kids on the lower socioeconomic scale, and a very diverse student population, many Latino students in the program. So we hope that these students will be the ones that will build the new engineering programs of the future.
In another classroom, students are programming a large robot almost 5 feet tall called Sparky.
Oh, it crashed. Kind of frustrated at the moment because it's not working and we're just like a bunch of trial and error right now. So we have to go back and then test it again, go back and test it again.
15-year-old Paulina Tapia says despite the challenges, the course is worth the while.
This is like a new experience, and so far it's been like really fun, yeah.
The students are having a good time while learning important engineering skills. Hampton says he hopes to encourage these teens to consider majoring in engineering, especially mechatronics at Cal State Channel Islands, which is one of the few universities in the region to offer such a program, and perhaps become a future mechatronics engineer.
I hope that what students will experience is that I can be it. I can be a college student. I can succeed in a college credit-bearing course. I've been on a college campus. I can pursue a career like this.
In Camarillo, Deborah Green, KCLU News.